Hello and welcome to Wireless Watch Japan's Portable Reportable Audio News Report for Friday, June 11th, 2004. I'm Daniel Skuka. In the last program, we looked at the new multimedia cell phones, phones that integrate analog TV and FM radio receiver chips, thus enabling mobile users to watch regular terrestrial TV broadcasts or listen to FM radio right on their cell phone. Today we'll present a profile of the most successful radio cell phone service in the world, the FM KTI, offered by cellular carrier KDDI in conjunction with Tokyo FM, a Tokyo station broadcasting on the 76 MHz channel, and handset maker Sanyo. The FM KTI was 6 years in planning and was launched by KDDI in December 2003. The handset is a regular CDMA 1X third generation phone that incorporates an FM receiver chip and a pre-installed Brew application to control listening. Brew stands for Binary Runtime Environment for Wireless and serves as an application execution platform on phones compatible with Qualcomm's CDMA network standard, which is used by Japanese carrier KDDI. The analog FM chip only adds about 5 yen to the cost of the phone. The Brew application allows the phone user to dial up any regular FM radio station, but when listening to Tokyo FM, it displays scrolling text that corresponds to the lyrics of the song currently being broadcast. Announcers can also feed programming information and schedules, custom announcements, and marketing messages to the scrolling marquee. The text feed comes in via the phone's 3G packet connection, and users pay for the download, but with low packet fees and discount plans, the cost isn't prohibitive. When the new FM-enabled 1X EVDO 3G phones arrive in the Tokyo market in August 2004, listeners will be able to receive the data feed on a flat rate billing scheme, so it won't matter. The Brew application allows the listener to press certain keys on the phone's keypad to pop the onboard browser and display a custom marketing or sales website. Tokyo FM can display either their own site or that of an advertiser. For now, only Tokyo FM sites are being promoted, while advertisers are watching the service closely. The station expects to be able to do full-scale third-party advertising when KDDI has sold about 1 million of the handsets, possibly by the end of the summer in 2004. There's no special programming being created for the FM KTI yet, but about 5 times per day, announcers invite FM KTI users to press certain buttons to access Tokyo FM sites. Many do. The sites offer branded products such as mugs, t-shirts, foodstuffs, and other items, as well as Tokyo FM branded music CDs. Users can make purchases right from their phone. The most remarkable aspect of the service is that the Brew applet allows users to press a key while listening to a broadcast song, which then pops the phone browser at a mobile website operated by Label Mobile, a new content provider that feeds Chaka Uta near CD quality song clips to mobile phones. The listener can purchase the currently playing song right on their phone. The files are limited to 30 seconds, but come from all 5 major labels in Japan, so there's a pretty wide variety of music available. The content fee is 1 to 200 yen, and the data fee is presently around 100 yen. The song is received on the handset and can be played back as often as desired, but not transferred. All in all, the FM KTI is an extremely well-designed service offering, and the FM KTI Brew application won top award in the entertainment category at last week's Brew Developer Conference in San Diego, sponsored by Qualcomm. Look for more FM radio services to be integrated with sales and marketing campaigns that use 3G cell phones as the customer feedback and purchase channel. Join me again next week for Wireless Watch Japan's Portable Reportable when we look at the future of digital TV broadcast to mobile devices. I'm Daniel Skuka. This program is copyright 2004 Wireless Watch Japan. All rights reserved.